here's a cruel and nasty thing that people are doing out in the country, but there's very little condemnation of the appalling people who do it. And I'm talking about laying poison to poison the likes of a fox. And as a result of that, you end up poisoning some endangered species. You could poison your own child when you're doing it. Let me speak to Claire Barnett, who's a senior conservation officer with the people who are in charge, really, of looking after our wildlife and protecting our environment. And she talked about the red kites. Claire, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Claire, sad story about the two red kites. Just remind us, first of all, of that story.
Back in sort of the end of April, during the breeding season, we had a call from a landowner who had a nest, a red kite nest on her land, and had been there for the last 5 years. And she had found a male bird on the ground, very, very ill. So she had called us and had also called PSNI, the wildlife crime number. So we came out, and the time, unfortunately, we got there, the male bird had died of that pair. And our project officer, kindly funded through the Heritage Lottery Fund and the two council areas, went to check the nest and found that the female was also dead on the nest.
So you've got the eggs. Are you hoping to do something with the eggs?
So this is back in April. So we had two options. We either leave the three eggs that were under the female as they were and just sort of say goodbye to that, or with taking some advice, we decided that we could try and get those three eggs onto another couple of nests where there were other red kites incubating and keep our fingers crossed that they might come good.
And any joy, any progress?
So on one of the nests, so this is all kind of sort of very new. It's the first time we've done it, so we weren't quite sure what the outcome would be, but it really was our only option at this time. And on one of the nests, the eggs didn't make it, but on the other nest, we have one chick. Now, we don't know if that was one of our eggs or one of the original eggs that were on the nest, but either way, it's good to see some chicks in these nests.
Just remind us about the red kites. Not everyone will know exactly what they look like or indeed why they're so often in the news or why they might be targeted. So why is the red kite such a special bird?
So 10 years ago, the RSPB with partners reintroduced the red kite back into Northern Ireland. So it was really exciting. And we had this massive, beautiful, majestic bird of prey back into our skies and County Down and sort of heading across County Armagh as well. So it's a precious bird of prey that was persecuted to extinction. So to get it back, it was really a wonderful opportunity. And the whole community kind of came behind us. I was really excited to see the bird back in our skies as well.
Why would it have been persecuted to extinction? Do farmers see it as something that kills lambs or whatever? Well, there must be some reason why the red kite was so... I don't like to use the word hated, but they seem to... They're not the most popular in the pecking order.
Potentially not, but this is only a very, very small minority of people, and some people certainly think that these birds do lift lambs, perhaps, but they absolutely do not. They're scavengers. They're actually quite weak. They're big birds with big wingspan, but they're actually the strength in their legs is not great. So they scavenge for food, and that's how they feed. But some people, it's just you can't get that message across. To certain people just will not accept that. So what has happened here is that we got the results back from those birds. We went for testing, and they were killed by a very toxic, highly dangerous, illegal substance called carbofuran. So this substance in our countryside is a horrendous thing to be out and about, and it's very, very, very dangerous.
And do you think it was laid out for the red kite to take it while it was scavenging maybe a dead rabbit or something? Or was it down there to kill foxes or to kill other wildlife?
So we'll never actually know the answer to that. It could be used for both those things, but the area that these birds were found is sort of a hotspot area for persecution and for illegal killings. So whether it's someone, and it could just be one individual using this substance to target foxes or badgers or birds of prey, we'll never know.
It's very sad, isn't it, to think that there are people who have that mindset? Because, you know, if a child was ambling about there and was, you know, the way poking and footering as they do with dead things, the child could get poisoned.
It's very scary, honestly. A very, very small amount of carbofuran would kill a child, a family pet, anything. Does not take a huge amount. So that's why PSNI are calling for any information that anyone has, and they can call anonymously on 101 and report anything that they might know.
If you do know anything at all about people who are poisoning things in the countryside, get in touch with the police. Please get in touch with the police. You could be saving a life, and you'd certainly be saving the lives of little dotes of animals that are out there doing their best to survive. Claire, I do hope the kites continue to make progress, and thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Claire Barrett, indeed, who's from the RSPB. We're heading towards the news at 10.